Well, as you know, your support of Hospital Home Lottery is going to make sure that RUH here in Saskatoon, their clinical neuroscience team, offers some of the best care that they absolutely can. And from the team at RUH, we have Dr. Amit Prasad. Thank you so much for coming in, by the way.
Thank you for having me.
Yes, glad to have you here. I guess, first of all, we'll get you to introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about the role that you have at Royal University Hospital.
Yeah, so I'm a neurosurgeon trained at Royal University Hospital, and I'll be joining full-time on August 1st, 2025. I'm currently completing specialty training in epilepsy surgery, which isn't a service that we offer much of at Royal University Hospital. I specialize in epilepsy surgery, as I just mentioned, and then also in complex brain tumor surgery.
Incredible. And I just got to ask, why are you practicing at RUH specifically?
Oh, it's just a great place to work. I did my training here, 6 years of residency at RUH. I really fell in love with the hospital, with the people of Saskatchewan, with Saskatchewan as a province. It's a great place to live. RUH is a great hospital to work in. I've now had a chance to work at Stanford Hospital and at Western University, and RUH stacks up well. It's a dedicated group of individuals who are really fun to work with.
I love that we have that here in Saskatoon too. And I guarantee most of the people listening don't really have any idea of what it's like behind the scenes. So, I mean, you work directly there. Could you shed some light on what the neurosciences program at RUH is like?
Yeah, the neurosciences program is great. So the neuroscience program is a comprehensive program that offers treatment of all neurological conditions in the province. So that includes neurosurgery, neurology. It includes like neuro-nursing, social workers, physiotherapists, occupational therapists, speech and language pathologists, dietitians, the whole shebang. And that involves treatment of every part of the neurological system. So that includes, like everyone thinks, the brain, but that also includes the spine and the peripheral nerves, which are the nerves that control the arms and legs, sensation, et cetera. And we have specialists and individuals who focus on all those different parts.
I can't even imagine, like, with how all of those different things are linked. Like, and everybody knows that the brain is an incredibly complex thing, but could you, like, maybe sort of put into words on how complex the brain is?
Too complex to really understand.
Certainly, yeah.
Certainly, I think if anyone told you that they really understand the full breadth of what the brain does, they'd be lying to you. Brilliant scientists and, you know, surgeons, neurologists, et cetera, and they all understand parts, but it's millions of connections. The connections aren't even stable. They change, so you might think you understand something, but it's shifted by the next day. Areas that we used to think were really important can move. It's very, very complicated, and we learn more and more about it every day.
It's incredible that we have, like, the most complicated computer ever, and it's a biological thing that's inside of us.
Well, and it's really interesting because, so as somebody who does a little bit of coding myself for my research, the more and more advanced machine learning techniques get, the more they're just trying to reciprocate what our brain does biologically, which is ridiculous if you think about it.
Do you see lots of similarities between those two worlds?
Oh, yeah. Our brain is the way that our brain works in terms of measuring logic and like thinking paradigms is very much a stimulus response mechanism. It's just way more complicated than that.
I can see when you talk about this, you completely light up. You know, this work really, really excites you. What kind of got you into this world?
I fell in love with the brain. The brain is super complicated. It's really interesting to try to learn. You can ask basically any question. Like one of the greatest speakers and scientists I've ever met, who's a neurosurgeon in California, by the name of Edward Chang, his whole career is based around the question, can I find where a word lives in the brain? You can do that. You can, where is the arm? Where is, where in the brain is the finger movements? Where's personality? Where does depression live? What's the network? There's all sorts of questions that you can ask and never run out of things to investigate.
So really, like the brain isn't just a mass that is randomly doing these things. It goes to specific spots.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's huge, complicated networks that feed into each other and other networks. And the more you try to understand it, the more you realize that we don't. But you have to figure out ways to intervene on it to help the people with problems with it.
Yeah. Well, and like you said, the program there is really good, but I'm sure there's a lot of room for improvement. And that's where Hospital Home Lottery comes in. So when people support the Home Lottery and they get a ticket, their money goes into the system. What exactly at the neurosciences program is that going towards?
It's a huge difference maker for all of us. And when you're building a cutting edge program, you have to have cutting edge equipment and cutting edge people. So like the two major things that the donations to the Hospital Home Lottery go into are buying us up-to-date equipment in order to do things that are at the leading edge of medicine, and then also to train people to be able to deal with those equipment and to perform those operations or to offer those assessments, whatever it is. So That money goes into purchasing leading edge equipment. Two examples I like to talk about are, one is an epilepsy surgery robot. I like talk about epilepsy and tumors because that's what I do. An epilepsy surgery robot that helps us to plan and perform in an efficient manner, in a safe manner, the implantation of electrodes into the brain that help us to figure out where in the brain a seizure is coming from. And then the other thing is a piece of equipment that allows us to minimally invasively take out very complicated brain tumors, turning 7-hour complex operations that are hard on patients and require weeks to months of recovery into a couple of hours of surgery with a short recovery time and a discharge the next day or the day after.
Oh, incredible. And with, like, I mean, with your also your interest in coding, it must be really interesting to be able to work with machines like that too.
Oh, yeah, definitely it is. And I mean, getting the information that comes out of the imaging as well, like you can turn all these things into code and do all sorts of things with it. I haven't talked about it much today, actually, but I'm a bit of a researcher. And I hope to build on that part of like the University of Saskatchewan and Royal University Hospital as well.
Oh, man, I love that. Well, and I would imagine, you know, getting access to equipment like that in the long run, I mean, goes without saying, it's going to make your life a lot more easy, but also it's obviously going to make the outcome a lot better for patients too, isn't it?
Well, and that's the key thing, is that getting all of this stuff, it's the example I gave about the tumor operation, the fact that it's a 2-hour surgery that's easier, I mean, it's nice for us, but the patient gets to go home 2 days earlier, doesn't have to be knocked back by a big, very invasive operation, and gets the same amount of benefit.
Yeah.
So, you know, same thing with the robot. Instead of having an 8-hour surgery that's rough on the body with a general anesthetic, get a surgery that's done before lunchtime and then go home and get the same amount of benefit.
Yeah, that's incredible. And just like imagining a world where that is possible. And that's where it becomes very important to support the hospital home lottery too. So people should, if they're thinking they're on the fence about this, they should just do it, right?
It's a huge difference maker. I'm really grateful to anybody who, we are very grateful to anybody who puts the money into the hospital home lottery program. It helps to build the standard of care and to advance the level of care that's provided at Royal University Hospital to match and even exceed what's provided in the rest of the country.
Yeah, Dr. Prasad, I got to ask you, with like the skill set that you have, very, very, very specialized, what has sort of steered your decision to keep that skill set available and keep yourself rooted here in Saskatchewan?
The same things I talked about earlier. Saskatchewan's just a great place to live. The people of Saskatchewan are wonderful to work with. It's a hardworking and resilient people who also aren't too full of themselves. Like, it's a very nice, humble group of people to work with, and I really like that. And the Royal University Hospital itself is a great place to work. It's like going to work and working with friends every day. People are super friendly. Nobody makes it hard for other people.
Yeah.
And we have an all-star cast here in the neurosciences department.
Well, and I guess if you and your coworkers are happy and comfortable, then obviously the atmosphere reflects being a patient or even going in to visit a patient as well. It's just a very positive place.
I think so. I think the patients notice. Today I was at the hospital and I went to visit a patient that I operated on not long ago. There was like a whole armada of nursing students in there and they were having a great time.
I love that.
Yeah.
Positive environment. Well, let's make it even better. Again, your support of the Hospital Home Lottery is going to help this be leaps and bounds ahead. And Dr. Amit Prasad, thank you so much for coming in to talk about this.
Thanks for having me.